This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
Oh, Erica, you're still here.
Sorry, I knew you were going to do that.
I can't do it without laughing. And Aaron, we love you and we look forward to your insights every time. Okay, well, whatever. Now, today we're talking about something that's, I think, a bit close to every mother's heart, and that's just mum time, me time. Mm-hmm. Particularly after having babies, you might be kind of fresh after having a baby where you start looking around and going, oh my goodness, I have no idea what's going on in the world. I haven't caught up with my friends. I haven't been out. And those last five movies I wanted to see are come and gone and on DVD. Mm. So today I want to talk about how mums take time for themselves and how important it is. So we'll start with Colette as usual. Colette, how important is it for mums to do stuff for themselves?
I think it's absolutely vital. What I often see with young mums is, particularly after your first baby, it doesn't matter how much people tell you before you have a baby, somehow you still have this notion that you're going to have these hours while the baby's sleeping. Yep. And you can sit and do craft or you can go to the shop. Meantime, you go to the shop and your baby's screaming at their head off and you're stressed and you don't get your shopping finished and you just feel like you're going and doing all day long. Mm. And I think you can lose a sense of who you are. You forget about things that you love doing. Yep. You don't make time, like you said, to meet your friends. And just remember what you loved. A lot of women were in careers before, and so they really don't know what they even love anymore.
Yep.
And it's almost, you almost think you should be sacrificing like that. And if you ever did something for yourself, you feel guilty. And
totally.
I think that's just wrong.
Mum guilt.
Yeah.
Oh, who invented that? Mm. Yeah. Katrina, do you get to take time for yourself now that you've got two beautiful little ones?
I'm not someone who needs a lot of me time. So for me, a walk around the block is often enough to sort of recharge the batteries. But what I do need is to feel connected to people.
Yes.
So sometimes that can be things like even through music, reading, seeing a film, even if it's just on DVD, or keeping up with news and current affairs on the radio, things that help me stay connected to the outside world. So if I can't actually physically get out, then reading a book and then that other people have read and been able to talk about it, that's important to me.
Yeah.
So for me, going to a mother's group or something, not so appealing, but going to my writer's group or doing a book club or something like that would be great.
Because it's stimulating that part of you that's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is really important, that I just think that you just keep some sort of interest outside of just parenting, you know, and particularly with whether that's through reading or playing an instrument or singing in church or whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I've never had a set time like mum's hour or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
But I think communicating your needs on a day-by-day basis. And for me, that sometimes is at 5 o'clock going, I just need to get out of the house. I'm just going to go post this letter.
Yeah.
And I don't actually give my husband a choice. I actually just say I'm going now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have been known when he's saying to me, I'm just going to duck out to Woolies and get some milk. I have been known to sort of grab him by the collar and say, no, I'm going. I need to go and get the milk.
Yeah, I'll get that call on the way home.
The idea of 10 minutes outside the house without children is just so appealing.
Absolutely.
And then this little voice will inevitably pipe up, Mum, can I come too?
No. And then the little drop face. Really? Okay. I was very blessed. When I first had Lily, my husband was only working 4 days. Well, he changed to work 4 days. So on the fifth day, we would all three of us go and shoot a story for Sydney Weekender. And so I would still be doing that little bit of work, but I'd have my baby there and I was still breastfeeding and Barney got a full day out at a hotel, which wasn't that glamorous because he got to hold a baby the whole time. But it was a nice moment to actually go, just doing my thing, still with my family, but just that little difference.
Yeah.
But dads is my point. Dads can make a difference to keeping a mother sane.
Yes.
And possibly not. So, Aaron, how does it work in your house?
Well, absolutely, Larissa. As much as possible, she goes to the gym. She loves scrapbooking and stuff like that. And if there's a coffee night, I'll kick her out saying, go, you must do these things. You've got to have your own time. And I'll go insane if I'm at home all day with the kids. I really do.
Yeah.
I have those moments. It's too much.
It's the empathy, too, that you can see that and go, look, I know what you're going through. I want you to get out.
But at the same time, there's this misconception which I can't understand from ladies, I'm sorry to say, but when we come home from work, we haven't been playing golf all day.
Yeah, that's it.
We come home from work and
really?
The tank's kind of, I know, funnily enough.
Do you know every dad right now is clapping you?
We sit around smoking cigars and talking about stock
drinking
markets.
Port.
You know, drinking port. Not happened. So we often come home, the tank is empty. This is our own fault, mind you.
Well,
and the
said.
Problem is, and we learn it the hard way, I've learned it the hard way, is we come home, the tank is empty, you've got nothing left to give, but you push on anyway, and you just quickly burn out.
Yeah.
It's so important for dads to also have that dad time, that thing they do that is separate from kids, that is separate from whatever. If that tank is empty, what are you drawing on? I don't know what happens, but you just, you really start to crack up. So mega important that dad time is as just as essential and as important as mum time.
Yeah, Colette, what do you make of the dad time?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because for me, a lot of research is also showing that particularly dads, Generation X, and it would be Generation Y dads now, who would have really young kids. But what they're saying is dads now have redefined fatherhood because they really are doing it. And they have. Yeah. If I think, I adore my dad, but if I think of my dad's generation, it was very different. There were different expectations. Women were expected to do everything around the home and wait with the slippers when dad came back in the door after work.
They're waiting in the waiting room. And they had his birth.
And now, you know, I think of my husband and a lot of my friends' husbands. They really do their bit. And it's not, you know, it's not like they do a little bit. And I would say most parents really share the role a lot. And that's why I think it's vital to be giving dads their time as well.
So, yeah, we talked about date night a few weeks ago, about doing things together. But today we're also talking about the importance of each person. We'll be back in a moment with more. So today we are talking about mums and dads now, thank you, Aaron, getting some time out for themselves. We all love our kids. We love parenting. But if that's all we did, we would probably go incredibly insane. So little ways. So Aaron, what do you do to get that space for yourself?
Sure. Yeah. Look, whatever it is, anything. Drive longer home.
Drive via
Queensland.
Yeah, via Queensland is the way to go. Look, any other separate kind of hobby or something. For me, it's music. I love making music, creating music, all that kind of stuff. So that is my little, I guess, on the side extra thing I do. And that is a good recharger. For me, it's a perfect recharger. So that is an essential one for me. That really does it for me. Mm. That's a good one.
I'm actually like Katrina too, and I love connecting with people. And so when I find I've gone a few weeks without actually seeing a great friend, like a friend that you do your ugly crying with and all that stuff, that's
wow, blokes don't have that.
Yeah. You know, like when you can be your complete self, and you're just completely like, this is where I'm at. Like if you haven't done that for a while, you actually start to feel part of you really lacking that.
Diminished,
so, so I think that. But Colette, as well, you have a full-on career and family. How do you spend some time?
I also, I'm glad you both of you, Aaron and you, Erica, and Katrina, have all brought up the how everything is different for each of you. Mm. Something speaks differently to each of you. And actually, I'm quite a private person, believe it or not. Mm. And so my me time needs to be just me.
Yes.
And so I will sometimes go out for a jog or a walk, and when the kids ask, can I come, then for me it's no. And I've got to not feel guilty about that, because I do a lot of other things with the kids.
Absolutely.
But I need that time, and I prefer no earphones or anything in. For other people it could be totally
silence.
Different, but I need silence and just headspace to just do something on my own, or even sitting in a coffee shop on my own is great for me.
I was just going to say, as a partner of a person who's like that, who needs me time, my husband needs that, I would push him out the door.
Beautiful.
Because, you know, they are a much better person when they've had that.
And so, parent and everything.
Yeah, if my neighbour knocks on the door and says, oh, I was wondering if Chris wants to go kayaking or go bushwalking, I'm like, yeah, look, I'll call him. I'm sure. I'll wake him up now. He wants to go, you know.
Yes.
And send him out the door. And, in fact, when my daughter was 18 months old, my husband had the chance to go to West Papua and do a trek for 10 days and do a filming thing. And I was like, go, because I want him to have that adventure. I want him to be a complete, fulfilled, happy person that then is happy to come home into the door and deal with the stuff.
And I find too, like, we do possibly beat ourselves up a bit as parents, or mother guilt or anything like that. But I've found too, if Barney's off doing something, like even just simply playing guitar at church and has to get there really, really early, and I'm back home with the kids, we go, yay for daddy, and we can all together support what each of us are doing. And mummy works on the radio now, so they say, quick, can we listen to mummy? Which is so random, because every time Barney tries to put Sydney McEnder on, they go, oh, can we watch ABC? This is like so boring. It's like,
that's
thanks
great.
Guys. But the fact that as a family you can actually cheer on the parent that's not there at the time, because they're doing something positive.
Absolutely.
Aaron, would you like to finish off with a ways that you help Larissa, and how does it affect her in the family? Like, what result do you see when she gets to do those things?
Well, more energy. That tank is refilled, just a little bit more recharged, and very much just like you do with your husband, Katrina. Kick them out. You must go. You're tired. Doesn't matter. Just go out, because sure, you'll be tired at the end of it, but nothing worse than being emotionally empty.
Yeah. And tips, yeah. tips for dad. What's your tips for dad?
Get that hobby, even if it's playing footy or watching it, if that really gets you going, I don't know.
Because we know that's yours. That's not mine. We've been listening.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. But you must have that thing to do that you can escape and do on your own. I wouldn't say it's an introvert-extrovert thing, but I think the recharge time on your own thing is very much a man thing, regardless of being introvert or extrovert. I don't know. Please, you can challenge me on that one, Colette. But, yeah. Mm.
But can I just – I need to say one thing here for single mums.
Absolutely.
Often parents who are separated – you may automatically have that because the children may spend 1 week with mum, 1 week with dad. But for some mums who don't have anybody else, it's vital to find a friend or someone, even if you use an occasional care, that you can just find some time during your, even in your month, is better than nothing, that you can have that hour to yourself. So, you know, single mums, please go out there and find some time for you.
But there's always another mum who also needs time. So doing a swap, I think, you know, so it doesn't cost money. Yes. You know, do a swap with a neighbour or something. You know, you take their kids, they take yours. Yeah.
Awesome. And then you've got to give them back and get yours back. And Well, thank you once again, everyone. It is such a joy to talk to you because, you know, makes me feel normal. Actually, no, that's an exaggeration. But thank you all, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.